بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر، وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليتدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب، صدق الله العلي العظيم. One of the fundamentals of our faith and our religion is that we must learn the Quran on a daily basis. We must promote the culture of the Holy Quran, learning it, reflecting upon the verses of God, studying it. Our Imam says, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam says, Allah, Allah bil Quran la yasbiqukum bil amali bihi ghayrukum. Do not let others be ahead of you caring about the Quran. You are to be the first ones to care about this book, to respect this book, to read it, to understand it, to interact with it. Unfortunately, I mentioned this many times, the only time we deal with the Quran is during the memorial service, Fatiha service. Fatiha sermon. Muslims, the only time they remember the Holy Quran when someone is dead. They do not remember the Quran during birth, during life, during success. Only when someone is dead, passes away, they open the Quran and they read it. We need to deal with this book as a blueprint for our life, for our success. We cannot understand Islam, neither we can understand monotheism, God, the prophets, or Shia Islam if we don't understand the Holy Quran. Shia Islam and Islam are hardwired in this book. If we don't understand this book, we are not understanding Shia Islam. Our understanding of Shia Islam without the Quran is going to be old-fashioned and evaporates. Have you seen some people who were born Shia, they came to America, they say, I'm not Shia anymore, I'm not Muslim. Because he didn't understand Islam in the first place. He was not raised in a family that they taught him the Quran. He opened his eyes seeing his father, his mother saying we are Shia. They didn't study Islam. So we have to learn this book in order for us to understand the true message of Islam, the true message of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Many Muslims today, they take care of shi'r, whether it's in Arabic culture, Farsi culture. Many in the Farsi culture nowadays, they don't want to present a copy of the Holy Quran to their brides. They present Hafiz and Sa'di. Same thing in the Arab culture. They don't take care about the Quran. They don't even listen to the Quran. They listen to songs and musics, but they don't listen to the Quran. Quran is deprived. Quran is neglected. We deprived ourselves from the Quran. And all are delinquent in this, the teachers, the imams, the ulamas, the parents, even the governments, they are neglectful of this, of reminding the people of reading the Quran. We are not doing enough. We in the Shia community, some Shia, not all of them, some of them, Dua Kumail is more important to them than the Holy Quran. Do you know that? They travel to listen to Dua Kumail, but they would never travel even 1 mile to listen to the Holy Quran or learn the Holy Quran, thinking that Dua Kumail is going to take me to paradise. Like Catholicism, do whatever you want to do on Sunday. Once you go to the church, you are cleared for paradise. We have the same. They think that if they are present in Dua Kumail, even if they don't understand the meaning of it, they are cleared for paradise. This is not right. This is an illusion. Quran is the primary source. Quran is the primary guidance. Dua is subsidiary. Dua, though very important and very sacred and very necessary, but it is a subsidiary of the Quran. It's not the primary. Quran is the asl, the origin. Therefore, whenever there is a jalasa, a session for tafsir, you have to go once a week, at least once a week. Wherever it is, try to go. Try to listen to the Quran. Try to understand. Open the book of tafsir. Open a book of tafsir and try to find what God wants to tell us in this book. These are hidden treasures. We have to discover them. If you want to get rid of depression and sadness, resort to the Quran. Quran is the best rafiq, the best friend. If you seek success in this, even in your material life, not just moral or religious or spiritual life, material life, stick to the Quran. Open the Quran, read it, understand it, interact with it. If we want our life to be a better life, we have to promote the Quran. Recitation of the Quran every single day, my friends, every single day. Sometimes in the morning if you have time, if not in the evening, if not midday, if not when you are driving to work. Try to listen and try to understand. لا يسبقكم بالقرآن لا يسبقكم بالعمل به غيركم. Do not let others go ahead of you practicing this book. Take the Quran with you in your car, in your bed. Wherever you go, when you travel, carry this book with you. Read it with understanding. Nowadays, we have many translations. In the past, probably we did not have translations or we did not have good translations. Now we have good translations. Very powerful translations. So there is no excuse that I don't understand. This is a foreign language. It's not a foreign language. If you love it, it's not foreign. Many of us came to America and we did not speak English. Now you speak English because you like it. You have to do business. Your life depends on this language. Same thing. There is no excuse that there are no classes. There are classes online. There are classes everywhere. There are tafsir. There are tafsir for women, tafsir for men, tafsir for both. Try to take care of this book, to read this book. Even if we understand a couple of verses a day, a couple of verses. Don't deprive yourself from this blessing. Try to pass it to your children. Try to teach them. Teach them the light of the Quran. Teach them the treasures of the Quran. When your children, they love the Quran, their marital life is going to be safe. Their economic life is going to be safe. Their health, mental health is going to be safe. If you are with the Quran. Allahumma akhfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat. والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات اللهم وحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين. On Thursday, this coming Thursday, we're going